to the John and Kane Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And mine is Kane.
As producer Thomas has reminded me now four effing times in show prep, it's the first day we're back in 2016. Make sure you say it's the first day back in 2016.
He does not have a list.
Make
Why do you
sure
do
you
that?
Say it, John.
You're making fun of people with
so
lists.
I've said it. It's the first.
Don't make Thomas walk out in the first show of 2016.
No, you're
don't
right.
Don't do it.
I love you.
Don't do it.
I think after 3 years of hard, laborious effort.
Talking yes. to a mic. If you're going
to
talk,
all right, get over
get
to John's
to
mic. Put those comments right in that mic.
This.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of your crap already, and it's the first show of the year. Wow. Treat me with some respect and right. stop John descending.
There.
There it is. There it is. The first
I thought
reference.
There was a New Year's resolution for you to stop the, or at least
you know
curb.
What? I got to be me. That's what I got to be. That's it. That's it. By the way, our first guest, we're going to go ahead and introduce him now.
Yeah.
I'm a fan, by the way.
Ooh.
And I don't say that very often. Yeah. I don't. I'm a very jaded, you know, been in media since 1986.
Oh, yeah. We're both very jaded.
As an on camera talent, right? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Eric Christensen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, his fiance is a hot piece of cheese. I mean, she is.
Wow.
I mean, normally you don't refer to.
Well, you say
know,
piece, but I think she's the whole pie, though.
Right.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. Every piece.
You say
her.
Piece, but I think she's the whole pie.
Well, yeah. All right. So for people who don't know, you are the host of
STL Up Late,
and what does that
and
mean?
And that's a late night talk show. Mm-hmm. So you know, if you've seen a late night talk show, you kind of
unfortunately
know
yes, we have. Except right. for Jimmy
yeah.
Fallon,
right.
they all pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
So we kind of took Conan, kind of married it with Saturday Night Live elements, and. Started doing it live for two
yeah.
years, and now we're on TV and we're also online, and man, it's been fun.
You're good at what you do. I've been
Thank
in your
you.
Audiences more than once.
Really? Which shows did you see?
So back when you were on right off of it was your original
Locust.
Spot. When you were down on Locust, I would go to your shows and be low key
good time,
and,
man.
And watch.
We had free beer, we had free Urban Chestnut beer.
Yeah, I'd sit there and judge you. I mean, it was
yeah.
like it was
yeah.
a whole thing.
It's
right.
kind of like John doing
arms
the show
crossed.
Here.
I remember you.
Yeah, arms crossed. And I was like
I remember.
I was like, I don't want to like him. I don't want to like him, but okay, I like him. And my arms
right,
opened. Do you remember
okay.
that long hug we did? Do you remember that long hug?
Yeah.
You remember?
You came
You're
on
a
stage
liar.
Right in between.
Yeah, right segments. In between is right. Right in between
hey, now,
is right.
Now that's inappropriate.
Eric knows exactly what
all
happened.
Right, so last night on Twitter, you took issue to the fact that I'm a big fan of the 60th anniversary of Michigan J. Frog. What's your
okay.
deal?
But it just, come on, man. Like, That's old.
Everybody
old.
Doing the Michigan
rag. Wasn't like the whole thing that everybody was sick of that frog and they wanted to put him in a box and like never deal with him again because he kept singing.
I think so. And he was like buried under the foundation
yeah,
of a
yeah,
building
yeah.
somewhere.
They tried to like kill him off.
Right.
He kept singing.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal. Right?
And,
that
yeah,
whole thing,
nobody
right?
Nobody wanted to hear that.
Well, apparently,
nobody did, actually, because whenever the guy who discovered Michigan J. Frog would try to prove that Michigan J.
Right.
Frog could sing and dance,
he
would just sit there and yeah. be all ribbit.
Ribbit. So maybe John
right.
just stick with
and
the
then
ribbit.
Right. Then people, no, you know what? Ribbit. That's not moving. You know, everybody's doing them. And that's far more exciting, I think.
To each his own.
You're being judgy.
I'm a little judgy. This is my chance to be judgy.
Stop being judgy. Oh,
I'm the guy
okay,
with
I get
my
it.
Arms
okay.
crossed.
Yeah,
folks,
look at him.
That's called callback in comedy,
yeah,
by the way.
Look at
See,
him.
See, that's why I'm a fan of Eric Christensen. He nailed that, by the way. And it only took us 4.5 minutes to get there.
All right, well, let's tell everybody. This Saturday, you have a live taping going on,
we
as you do every Saturday. And you invite guests to come on. And
we do.
Is there like a pay thing they have to pay
no,
to be
no,
part
no.
of the audience?
No, no. We for tell, the guests?
Yeah.
No, we just go out and find really cool guests. Are you talking about that? Or are you talking about the
No, just
audience.
The audience. Just the audience.
No, they do have to pay.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And we bring about 90 people out to watch the live taping.
Oh, nice.
And it's a blast. You get to see more sketches. So we do sketches just for the live audience.
Mm.
And that won't be on the TV broadcast.
So, okay, so here's the deal. You talked about his, you know, fiance being a hot piece of cheese.
She is.
I mean, she is the whole pie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe a little, I'm going to say flat. We're just going to say that.
She is flat.
A little. I'm not trying to be offensive.
Anything away
but,
from her.
Right. So, but we'll tell people what we're talking about when we come back with Eric Christensen and more with STL Up Late here on the John and Kane Show.
Yes, sir.
And we're we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Eric Christensen,
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Yes. Eric, thanks for being here. Appreciate that. I know we talked a lot about your woman, and so I kind of want to give people, you know, we weren't being disrespectful in any way by describing how she occurs to us.
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
I mean, she's thin.
Yeah. I'd say she's thin, a little flat, but thin.
Yeah.
You know, she's, you know, she is hot.
She's very hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
All right, can you just explain
okay.
this now?
All right, so... We raised a bunch of money to put our show on television to get the equipment necessary to do so. And one thing that I promised, if we raised the money, that I would, in my pledge for loving this city, I would marry a St. Louis-style pizza.
There it
a
is.
Dogtown pizza.
All right, so we've been referring to her as a hot piece of cheese, flat.
Mm-hmm.
But hot.
But that's the St. Louis way,
thin.
Baby.
That's the St. Louis style pizza. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're going to marry a freaking pizza.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, there's been plenty of times in my past where I've said that out loud and was like committing to it.
Right.
But never followed through because obviously.
Maybe in anger sometimes.
You can't. Or I end up devouring my fiance
See, but
before we can actually make it.
You consummate your.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But once you guys consummate, I guarantee your relationship is going to go to shit.
Wow. See,
I mean,
what you're doing.
What
you see
pun.
What you're doing?
They bleeped that. They did. They bleeped it.
I can't condone that type of comedy. I know it's STL up late, but come on. It's still the John and Cain show.
So speaking of comedy, where did you do your training or did you do any training?
I did comedy up in Chicago for 6 years.
IO.
Second City,
nice.
Comedy Sports.
Nice.
I was up there performing for a long time. Was in a group called Michael Pizza, ironically.
Hey, what do you know?
Is that ironic? I don't know. We got some traction there and did comedy for a long time there, and it was a ton of fun. And then I life changed and things happened, and I moved down here, and now I love it.
Eric, I would like for you to train Cain on the concept of and.
Train me. I don't need the training.
Cain, you want to run with this? A little improv lesson?
Yes, and?
Right. So let's just set up a scenario.
Let's.
Okay, I am a person waiting for a train. This is already kind of bad because we're strangers.
Yes, okay.
But I'm waiting for an L train. We'll say we're in Chicago for improv sake of this. And I'm going to ask you, you know, like kind of what's going on. And you've got to affirm me and then add some information to that.
Okay.
Yes, and.
Okay.
Looks like you got a long day there, buddy. You got quite a briefcase full of stuff.
Yes, and I'm a little constipated, too. So carrying this thing is hard. I mean, really hard. Speaking of hard, I see your nipples.
Okay, see? Yeah, good.
What's that? I mean, am I...
Good job. Yeah, no? You did well. You added a lot of new information. Maybe a little too much.
You think so?
We've got a lot to deal with.
I thought it was comedy. There's no limits.
Constipated. We've gotten my nipples to deal with.
But Eric, how do we know he's an amateur? How do we know he? Because I you might
please tell us, Joe.
You would so instead of so yes, and is a concept, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you actually used it as a crutch. So the more advanced way.
Well, I was trying to
would
listeners
be to remove the yes and the and right. out of that and just be.
Of course,
he gifted me with the hard nipples,
yes.
which is fantastic.
Yes, and
so
the constipation.
Job,
I think those are both gifts.
Well,
I think so.
Yourself,
the constipation is a gift that I'm hanging on to.
Yeah.
It's that gift that I'm hanging on to. So let's do some more training because John apparently thinks I'm not trained in funny.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I want to prove him wrong.
Okay, well, we can do a lot of object work on the radio.
No, that's true. We can't. We're not playing Carrot Top today, so let's do something else. Let's do just verbiage type stuff. Paint with words. Let's paint with words.
Okay. All right. We will... Let's. You want to take another scene here?
Sure.
Hang on. Set up the scenario. Uh-huh. We'll go to a song, then we'll come back.
Okay, so set it up. We'll go to song, then we'll come back and knock it out.
Okay, you and I are taking a trip to Burning Man together. We're buds. We're going to Burning Man together.
Nice.
That's the scenario.
All right, when we come back, we'll figure out what Eric Christensen and Cain came up with.
That's right.
By the way, I'm eating because I'm hungry this morning.
You are.
Well, they're going to Burning Man. I need to eat.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll continue on Eric Christensen, STL Up Late. Everybody's looking at Eric's hard nipples.
Hey, you made it a song.
Mine
you made it a song.
can't see you over the ice cream.
I know. Right? Hold on. Let's move that crate out of the way real quick so that we can see the beautiful face of Eric Christensen
from STL right. Up Late.
Thanks for being here, Eric. I appreciate that very much.
So before the song, we gave you a tease that apparently Kane and Eric are going to go to where?
Oh, Burning Man.
That's right. We're going together.
Yeah.
All right. So who's driving and what's the story?
I'll drive.
Okay. Who's right. bringing? No, it's no, ask that's, Grasser. That's you know what I'm saying, right?
All right.
So ask Grasser gas. That's what I got to bring, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you're driving.
You got the three covered.
Right. Yeah. So I want to make sure that that's the case. All right. So I'm not overstepping anything. Okay. Because I don't want to offend you. Because sometimes people that attend Burning Man get offended by things easily. Which is weird.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but it's the case.
Okay.
So I don't want to offend you is my point.
Okay.
All right, so you started off. Let's go with that.
Ted, you pass me the Funyuns?
Oh, yeah, man, here.
Oh. Why is your grip so weak?
Oh, man, it's been working out the last 20 minutes to a half hour. I'm tired.
We said we'd never work out. That was a thing that we always said we would never work out.
No, I wasn't really working out. It just ended up a workout for my hand.
What were you doing?
Dude, seriously, just stop it. Eat your Funyuns. Are you want to play ring toss or something? What's the door?
You brought ring toss?
Honestly. Just eat your Funyuns. Quit thinking about ring
You're
toss.
We've about got working out. We made a promise to never work out.
Okay. All right. A promise. From now on.
What did you do?
From now on.
What did you do?
From now on.
What did you do?
Seriously.
What are we
Seriously.
Talking about?
Eat your Funyuns so I can say my thing. Seriously. Eat your Funyuns. Quit acting like you want to play ring toss. We're going to Burning Man. And I had to bring stuff for us to burn. And it looks like you done smoked most of it. I'm not happy about it. So what are you going to do to make it right?
I got you the snow globe.
I love the snow globe, but I'm still PO'd.
Would, man.
I'm still PO'd. The snow globe does help, but I'm still PO'd.
Well, I'm PO'd too that you worked out without me.
I didn't work out. I was,
what'd you do?
I wasn't without you, by the way. I was just in the back seat for 30 minutes. You were right there.
I was here the whole time.
You didn't
time?
See anything, but still.
And seen.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Some really? Really? That was well done, character? Really?
Yeah.
You thought he did well?
He did pretty well. I mean,
yeah, see, John's
well.
So John descending that he can't even see when things are
John descending, it sounds too much like jaundice.
Never come hey, here. I was a jaundice baby, man. Okay. That's why I'm afraid of lights today.
That it works.
Well, then if it sounds like jaundice, then it's jaundice ending, right? So if jaundice is ending, then that's a good thing. So let's just keep it. Jaundice ending.
All right, listen, we have a few little time.
Yes, few little.
That was good. That was good of you.
I have a few little time going.
I have a few little time to go.
I speak English good. No. Eric, seriously, yes. We love what you do, and we love what you guys
it's
are doing.
Not just myself. It's, man, we've got a crew of 40 people.
Yeah, we love those guys.
Writers,
and
crew,
gals. And by the way, when can we come on as special guests one night?
When do you want?
Yeah, I'm down with
time.
That.
See, I'm watching the eye movements. He's, you know, he's just placating us.
I gotta placate. No, but I want
I gotta play Kate.
We've had radio.
I'm telling
people.
You, I'm not.
We've got Lux from 105.7, so we do radio.
So, really? I see her every day. So here's the thing. I think we would be great. I know. I'm going to pretend.
Way, our producer makes comments but doesn't go
say
to the
them
microphone.
On the mic.
He doesn't say them on the mic.
That's
like
the equivalent of somebody on video off screen doing stuff.
Right. Like,
stop
hey, what
it.
Was that crashing sound? Who knows? Because we can't see.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. All right, so I just think that we could add some good ad lib and some good avant-garde material for the show.
You guys would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We'd love it.
I'm sensing facetiousness.
I know. I know you do.
You guys have an audience you would bring to the show?
Yeah, I'm sure my mom would totally.
Yeah, there's like four people who listen to us. I mean,
right.
I think it would be good.
I'm sure my mom would make it.
Yay, John and Kay!
It's Saturday night, right? So,
Saturday night.
Yeah, weekend visitations. Yeah, I think my dad can make it too.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, tell him stlblade.com. Check it out.
All right.
Well,
I
know.
Eric,
I get
thank
it.
You, dude.
You are
awesome. Again,
welcome.
stluplate.com, at stluplate on Twitter. Obviously, the same handle for Instagram and on Facebook /stluplate.
So I know when we come back, I'm going to say I kept promoting them, which I really didn't, but I'm going to do it right now. Brock Adams and Rick Gray are going to be here from Constructing Futures.
Actually, you know, Constructing Futures is fantastic. I mean, fantastic. I cannot wait to get into this because this is what's the motto of our show?
Fun, funny, make the world a better place.
I mean, they line up. Not that Eric doesn't, because he's fun and thanks. Funny. Let's be honest. He's lining up nice with it, too.
He tolerated you.
But I'm no kidding.
Going to Burning Man.
And it sounded like you did, too.
Eating all his Funyuns.
Almost.
You know, ass, so, grass, or ass. What was it?
Ass, grass, or gas. That's what you, if I'm not driving, all you got to give up one of those.
Gentlemen, let's applaud for Eric Christensen.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Eric was great, wasn't he?
He is always great, isn't he?
He's fantastic.
I hear that about Eric from his friends and family.
Right, and he stays up late.
Well, it's good.
Quite literally.
Yeah, literally.
All right, clearly we're back, folks. If you're an Uber fan of the show, you recognize our voices. And we've been telling you they're here, and ladies and gentlemen, they are here. Put your hands together for Brock Adams and Rick Gray.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Now, you guys are from Constructing Futures. I love this. Absolutely love this. And I want to make sure our listeners are very clear as to what this is and what you guys are all about. So who wants to go first? Rick? Yeah?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right.
Constructing Futures is a vision of mine that I... that's been developed over the course of probably 10 to 12 years. I'm active in service work at Missouri Eastern Correctional Facility. I've been going down there about 14 years. And so that's sort of my main, my heart. As a contractor, I went down to New Orleans a few years ago when they had the Katrina stuff. Service International. And when you go down to New Orleans with a church group or a volunteer group, basically... there's 25, 30 people. First thing they do is say, who's a contractor? Four or five people raise their hands. Okay, you're a team leader. You take, you know, these four or five people, you go to this address, and you hang drywall or tape and mud or paint or whatever. And so I would have to take people who had zero construction knowledge. It was actually a lot of fun. It was very interesting. Housewives, bankers, whatnot. And teach them how to hang drywall, like, on the spot.
I would trust a housewife over a banker in regards to hanging drywall. That's just me.
The good thing was there was nobody saying, let's hurry up, get this done. It was really about fellowship. Yeah. It was about service. And it was a blast.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a huge commitment to not only the community you live, but pretty much all communities.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What I realized in that process, or what I thought about, was I wonder if I could do this with the guys out at the prison. I wonder if I could just teach them basic skills, how to read a tape measure, how to paint, you know, nothing real super intricate, but basic skills.
Yeah.
And possibly take them from a minimum wage to $10-$12 an hour, which oftentimes is the difference between a guy staying out and going
Or going back in. Absolutely. Because we know the recidivism rate is like 70-something percent. It's like ridiculous large. Yeah. And so there, and that brings up, because we've had, we've had discussions with Concordance Academy of Leadership, and this falls right in line with that. You know what I mean? And if you guys are unfamiliar, we'll do what we can to connect you to. But I think you guys come from the same vein of thought, where you want to take some people that have been, you know, distressed in their community in some way, whether they're the lawbreaker or they're the victim of some way, but you want to get them the skills to bring them out of wherever they are to create a better community for everybody, right? All boats rise?
Yeah, you know, what we're doing isn't working in terms of recidivism. It's just not. And a big part of that is handout. It's just giving stuff away. It's, my philosophy is really, I think, unique in that I'm going to teach a guy how to, I'll teach a guy how to read my tape measure, I'll loan it to him, but then I want it back.
Right.
So I'm going to give a guy a sense of worth. When you give someone something or help someone in some way who's not helping themselves, the only message you convey is that you have no faith in them. And so the biggest difference in what I'm doing is I'll have people on in the fold who have actually been there. I was in prison myself in 93 and have been able to not go back. And it's been, you know, not just knowing how to lay tile, but addressing all of the issues that caused me to go there. The main one, primary one, being drug and alcohol issues.
Yeah. So what I love about this, and Kane was pretty emphatic about loving this, right? So the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. And when you're talking about giving someone a sense of worth, what I got present to is a saying that's literally 2,500 years old, which is that if you don't trust the people, you make them untrustworthy. Right. And so it's one of those things where, you know, how do you generate that? You know, when I look to some of my teachers who trained me, one of the best people ever, what he said to me was, I don't have time to build trust with you, so I'm going to give you 100% trust right up front. It's up to you to fuck it up. And I love that, right? Because then, because you then create a whole new relationship with somebody in that moment, right? So very cool. So yeah. When we come back, we will continue on talking about constructing futures. Our guests are Rick Gray and Brock Adams. We'll be right back on the John and Kane Show. You're back, ladies and gentlemen. I feel the space got expanded during the song. I mean, like I dropped some ancient wisdom during the song. I mean, we got into some really deep stuff, didn't
yes.
we?
Yeah,
you dropped some ancient wisdom, all right. Thank God that song was playing. Anyway, so let's let people know how they can connect with you on Facebook. It's facebook.com/constructingfutures. Your website is constructingfuturesstl.org. And the cool thing you said off the air was saving neighborhoods, rehabbing people. I mean, that's powerful. That's a nice, concise, dense, really powerful message. So can we want to inject Brock Adams into this. Brock, when we talk about saving neighborhoods and rehabbing people, tell us a little bit about your perspective of what constructing futures is all about.
Absolutely. I actually met Rick through a mutual acquaintance. I also run a mission myself, and we do a similar thing with inner city men using lawn care and landscaping.
Yeah.
And I ran into Rick, and he started telling me about his vision, and I was able to see what he's capable of doing, staying out of prison himself, and seeing what he was doing in his organization with these men was just tremendous to me. We're doing the same thing, but he has a unique focus that can actually sustain itself, meaning cleaning up these neighborhoods, but also making a profit cleaning that up that will help sustain the ministry part of it.
Yeah, and so the reason it's so great is because once these guys have the skill, no matter where they go, that's with them. You know what I mean? You can't take that skill away. And you guys are like, you know, the fisher, give a man a fish, eats for a day, teach him how to fish, he'll take care of himself the rest of his life, that sort of thing. I love that messaging because government does give a lot of things away. And I know that when we talked about that recidivism rate, there's a big reason why it's so high.
I have an issue with you using the fish analogy.
Why?
Because I've seen you fish. And the size
You've
of
seen me fish
the
once.
Size of fish that you catch, I mean, you will not eat a day.
You're right about that, but it's only because it's the places you've invited me to fish.
That's my fault. Suddenly.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
It's your
Fine.
Fault
it's
that
the
somehow
arrow, it's the size of the
right. Thank you. See,
come on, Rick.
See?
Seriously. Fine. All right. Anyway, so again, online constructingfuturesstl.org. So when people go to the website, what can they expect to see? And is there something that someone from the outside looking in can do to contribute to your guys' effort?
Brock touched on the, what I like to call self-supporting through its own contributions. We're not really not-for-profit. We are for-profit, and we're for-profit for a reason, because that ties back into that principle.
Absolutely.
That these guys just know. They just know if it's a handout. And so what I feel like is going to be successful, and listen, part of that is just I don't have the time to go out and, you know, get grants and deal with all that. It's a self-sustaining thing, as Breck said, and it's a year-round proposition. In terms of, you know, donating or any of that type of thing, we're working towards some of those things. We certainly would take donations, but for the most part, we're self-supporting. And my vision would entail, at some point even, allowing these guys to rent the very guys that did the work, be able to rent the very houses they helped rehab.
That's
part of my long-term vision. Can you imagine laying in bed, a guy's been out of prison a few months, I painted this room.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that's going to help a guy.
Or I hung the drywall downstairs or whatever. No, that's fantastic. All right, so with our commitment to the show, being fun, funny, making the world a better place, we definitely want to connect you in some way with the Concordance Academy of Leadership. I think it just makes so much sense to introduce you guys to each other.
All I have to do, literally, is press between 7 and 10 numbers, depending on where we are in the country. I mean, I think that that effort on my part, I think
it's
that
not
I
in your context. You actually have to press 7 or 10 buttons.
I think I can just do that. Oh. I mean, all right. You know, I mean, I'm a heavy lifter, guys. I mean, that's
John's
really,
a doer. He's a doer. You know. That's what he says.
He's a giver.
He's a, some people call it, never mind. All right, so let's reiterate again online, because it is important what you guys do for the community, and I think it's important that the community know what you do. So again, constructingfuturesstl.org, on facebook.com/constructingfutures. And are you guys on Twitter yet? Not yet? Okay, because the kids are doing Twitter. Our kids.
Yeah, I was
Twitter.
Considering advertising, and I think I was going to, what I'm going to do instead of just sit around and tweet.
And I'm so glad you didn't use the past tense of that.
Yes, it's not, wait a minute.
Because that would be inappropriate.
It's tweeted. Don't say stuff like that.
Oh, no. I didn't say that.
Don't
I didn't
say stuff
say
like
what
that.
I,
you were about
no.
to say stuff right. like that. Don't right, say cool. stuff like that.
So, all right. So we got to wrap this up because we have Sam's new app idea next.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Well, guys, thank you for being here, taking time out to let us know what it is you do. And thank you for doing what you do, because this is probably been looked at by many other people and said, you know what, this is too big of a job. I can't handle that. But you guys have stepped up and taken care of this, and your ideas come to fruition. You got to feel great about that.
Yeah,
you
it's know, very rewarding.
Good stuff. So,
let's applaud, ladies and gentlemen. Brock Adams, Rick Gray, Constructing Futures. Find out about them. Yeah. Get involved. Saving neighborhoods, rehabbing people. When we come back, Sam's new app. Trust me, it's worth it. It is the John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and if there are any millennials who listen to the show, you guys think that you're going to go and invent an app and have millions of dollars and whatever, but show prep a couple days ago, Mr. Sam Mall, Engineer Sam Mall, one might say, from Shock City Studios, who, by the way, I have the pleasure of working with not only on this radio show, but through Vidzoo Media.
Love it.
Where's my name drop?
Oh, Vidzoo, name drop.
Nice. Golly.
Sorry, right? I forgot about
so
that.
So anyway.
It's been almost a full year, it feels like.
Well, Sam did amazing audio sweetening on about 52 national commercials that we just finished.
Nice.
So, great job. I just want to acknowledge
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
MTI. There you go. And Delta Tech. There it is. All right. So, Sam, what is this new app idea? It's brilliant.
Well, so I'm 26. I just turned 26, and I'm finding out that there are apparently some little gems of knowledge that I missed when I was growing up that I was supposed to learn when I was ignoring my mom for 15 years.
Oh, like not touching hot stoves? Or what did you miss out on?
Like the things that you just, especially as a man, I think, that you don't know. Like just today, I was like, I have this wool sweater, and I need to wash it, and I don't know if you can do that. I don't know how to clean wool. And I'm 26 years old. Mm. So what I was thinking is, there needs to be an app, and I want to call it Hey Mom. And it just has all the answers to those questions that I would normally just text my mom bashfully about. And
I
say,
see.
How do you clean a sweater? It's wool.
So
without it shrinking.
So I'll play your mom. Ask the question.
So I have this wool sweater from Saks Fifth Avenue, which is true. And... And I think it needs to be washed because it smells a little too much like me. And I don't, can I put it in the washer or like, do I have to dry clean it?
Mm.
Ping. Hi, honey. Did you read the tag?
Oh, hold on one sec. That's a clock. There's no tag.
Oh. See, you need it. You don't know.
I would say here's how it goes. Grab some wool light, wash it in the sink, and hang that bitch on the towel rack, and do not dry it. Do not dry it.
See, I don't know. Here's the thing.
Have you ever seen a sheep in a dryer?
There's a lot of animals I haven't seen in a dryer.
You haven't. That's the answer. You haven't.
No.
So, and there's
the
a reason.
That's the answer I've heard you
thank
ever
you.
Do
I could play
show.
Mom. I could play mom on this app. I really could.
I mean, I was going to play the joke that I know everything and he should have called me, but clearly you won that argument.
No, actually, the first question would be, your mom would ask the question after you asked the question. So You're like, Mom, how do I wash this wool sweater? She's like, have you been eating, honey?
Yeah,
have you been eating? Like, she would answer your question with a question that had nothing to do with. Uh-huh. Like, that's the how the Hi Mom app should be.
So how's everything going?
Right.
Did you get that? Did you get your income taxes taken care of, sweetie?
I love that Geico commercial. Have you seen it where the guy's like fighting these enemies? He's on a rooftop. A helicopter's coming down. He gets a phone call and he's like, all right, where are you? And it's the mom is like, you know, there's squirrels still in the attic and stuff. He's like, Mom? And then Geico's like, if you're a mom, you call at the worst times. It's what you do. It's what you do.
And then, of course, my mom saw all this on Facebook and she's like, sweetie, you can't wash a wool sweater. I'm like, well...
That's the answer.
She goes, why don't you just call me? And I was like, if I called you every time I had one of these questions, you'd be ignoring me in two
right.
weeks. I guarantee it.
You need a digital mom. You need an app. You need an app that does it.
That's when she removes you from the will. You should have listened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You little shit.
You're going to have to know.
Well,
seriously.
I've been out of the house long enough that she misses me so badly that any contact is welcome.
Aww. Maybe like she'll create a Sam app. The app only asks questions.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I like most it. Of them are rhetorical to make people feel bad about themselves.
So you really think Boots will work with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
All
I love
right,
it.
We got to end the show here, but I'm pissed at both of you guys.
What? I couldn't even tell.
I'm pissed at both you guys.
Yeah?
Because
you're still smiling. It's weird.
I'm just saying, not once have you guys thanked me for getting you into the Star Wars premiere.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. It's been so long since last year.
I know. We should do this publicly.
By the way, the rest of the show just turned on me.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. How do you make enemies? John just did it. All right. So we did. We got into the Star Wars premiere. Instead of us seeing it at midnight on a Thursday night or into Friday, we actually got to see it on Thursday afternoon/evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fantastic experience. We had all the popcorn we could possibly stomach, all of the soda and beer and water we could possibly drink. Mm-hmm. And it was a decent... I mean, the theaters there, they're fantastic. And the Galleria, the Galleria 6, those are fantastic.
By the way, I gave these guys enough tickets for all of you.
Good to me.
And
wow. Yeah.
Are you serious? Are you saying what
Sell
you're saying
out.
Right now?
Yeah, there's the buzz.
Unbelievable. I know. Every now and again, as a listener, they understand John will throw people under the bus at any time during the show without warning. Without warning.
I'm giving Sam his Christmas gift to me back. I'm done.
Wow.
Right. Well, I didn't get an effing gift from you. Whatever.
Thomas says he's done. He didn't get anything from Sam. Oh, man. All right.
All right.
Is it time to go?
We got to end the show. Hey, Thanks a lot to Eric Christensen being on the show. Great job.
Eric, great job, buddy. STL up late.
We'd also like to thank our good friends, Brock Adams and Rick Gray.
Oh, love that. Constructing Futures.
Oh, we did it together. Jinx by me.
Constructing Futures.
High five.
And
that was
a white high five, too.
You high-fived each other?
Shut up.
We did.
Okay.
He's like, oh.
Hey, Mom, should John and Kane high-five each other?
Right, exactly. Ask your mom if that's cool.
Are all hands dirty or just mine?
Wow. All right.
You wash that wool sweater with that hand?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
At John and Kane Show and at Indio_radio.
Listen to us live 10 a.m. IndioRadio.com. Listen to the replay 5 o'clock.
What are you doing? You're mumbling now. You're mumblepuss. What are you doing? Stop mumbling.
The rest of you get the show on.
Act like you know what you want to say.
The rest of you get
say
the show
it.
On. Get in demand.
Wow, seriously?
Whatever.
Fine. All right. On Podomatic, on iTunes, on Spreaker, on Stitcher, all of our audio on demand exists. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find all the John and Kane shows right there.
Tomorrow on the show, Lindsay Wolman.
Are you serious with this?
Sorry.
Should we have ended 2 minutes ago?
Because
it sounds like you did.
Right. And then Chris Ando will be on the show.
All right. Well, I bet you Chris is really excited that you had that amazing tease for him.
Maybe we'll do voices.
Oh, I'm down with that.
All right.
Whatever
gets
you out of
the John Kane Show, broadcasting live, Shock City Studios, and of course, all together. That was Kane and Sam. That wasn't John. All right. See you tomorrow.